Episode 567. Thank you all for listening to episode 566. Go Wrestling, a Rockathon story. I am 8-9 here with my co-host.
Just bear.
And that's it. Thanks to Wes Anderson for Moments of Time. Check him out on Facebook with Wes Anderson Music. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Songs by Wes. Thanks to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com, mention Overline Podcast, and Brandon will hook you up with that deal. He's also, I got to get him to try to sponsor the golf outing that's August 17th for the Youth Foundation. I don't know if you're, are you, I can't remember. Are you around for that one? No, you're not. That's right. You already told me.
I'm around. I just have a tournament that day. So
that's right.
I'm still on the, we'll still have to see sort of deal, but I may know like 5 weeks prior. If I can play or not, which may not be enough time, but I could always sneak in somewhere possibly. But yeah, that's our league finale day. So
gotta be there for that. Thanks to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not
Augusta, Georgia.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Sparty Steve. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny what you're interested in. She's going to hook you up with a deal. Thank you to Grakey Merch. Just had her first couple shows this past weekend. It was very successful. Looking forward to the next several this month. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more this month. So should be interesting. And, well, technically 5. So looking forward to those. Well, wait a minute. Let me think about this. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
You need some of my fingers?
5. And we just had 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Because we had 2, 3. Yeah, we had 4 this past weekend. We got 5 to go. Should be interesting. So, going to be a good April. Thank you to... That's pretty much everybody. Except, last but not least, Connell Barrett, DannyTransformation.com. Sorry, I'm all fucked up because I just moved into this house.
Yeah, you move houses and you forget how to run a podcast.
Hey, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, make sure you get to DannyTransformation.com and mention Over the Line Podcast. Get that free consultation from Connell when you do. And in the meantime, get to Amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So we have a lot to cover. We got Masters this week. We got NASCAR picks. We got to cover what happened at WrestleMania, UFC 300. There's a wedding this weekend. Like, there's a ton of shit going on.
There's a lot of shit happening. It's busiest week of the year. I'm sorry, I keep getting distracted. Cleveland had their guys on first and third, top of the ninth, no outs, and they run a double play, and the guy from third froze and didn't go home. And then they just got a weak ground out to go to the bottom of the ninth tied. So hopefully they can beat the White Sox. But, yeah, a bunch of shit going on this week. Busy week. Masters week. Very important. Usually the most important week, but I guess since I'm getting married, that trumps the Masters by a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. But, yeah, super busy. We got a bunch going on. Great sports week this week, no doubt.
And then I'll be in fucking Georgia. I got to get my ass back. I'll be down near the Masters, but I got to get my ass back here for a wedding.
Yeah.
I'm literally doing the show, leaving. Dude, and yeah, it's like 69 is the high the day we're there, and 47 is the low. And I'm like, I literally have to leave after the show to get back here to make the wedding.
And I appreciate that. I want you to know that.
I know you do.
But yeah. So last week, Valero Texas Open, two guys were at 20 under, make a playoff. Denny McCarthy shoots a 63, goes 8 birdies on the back 9, takes the lead, and Akshay Bhatia makes a very clutch 12-footer to go to a playoff and ends up winning in that playoff because McCarthy chunks one into the water on 18. Awesome. Akshay Bhatia, first-time winner on the tour. He has one on the Corn Ferry, but he's been there. He's been itching this big tournament. I mean, $1.6 million. No slots for Denny McCarthy. He gets $1 million for finishing second, though. Not too shabby. Both of them in the Masters. So really cool there. Rory finished third, shot a 66 on Sunday, so a lot of momentum coming into the Masters for him. Russell Henley was fourth. Adam Shank, Brendan Todd were both fifth. Ben Martin, Tommy Fleetwood, and Hideki Matsuyama all seventh. And then Matty Fitzpatrick, Peter Quest, Mark Messier, Jordan Spieth all tied 10th. For the podcast, we only had two golfers on all five picks. Four of you had, or I'm sorry, five of you had Corey Connors, who finished 25th, and I had Jordan Spieth, who finished 10th. So our updated golf standings, we have myself at 31.1, Gray at 35.1, Jake, or Parrot, excuse me, at 40.4, Jeremy at 41.4, Dub at 47.6, and Cody at 57.6. So this week is the Masters, the absolute best tournament of the year. My favorite tournament, just the best course on God's green earth, no doubt about it. Love this. I'll definitely be watching some tomorrow while I'm working. Throw it on a computer on one screen, and always love to catch the Masters. But whether tomorrow or whether today, as you're listening, Thursday though in Augusta, it's supposed to be a little shitty, supposed to rain, a little bit of wind. Supposed to clear up by the afternoon, and then it is sunny skies the rest of the way. It's going to be a beautiful Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Augusta. Absolutely perfect weather. So the course should probably play a little tough, I would think. We've had I think the last 6 years, yeah, since 2018, we've had double digit scoring winners. The last time someone was under that was Sergio in 2017, was 9 under. But your reigning defending champion John Rahm will try for second straight green jacket. Has not been done. I don't think it's been done since Tiger, I want to say. Got back to back in like 04, 05, maybe. So we'll see if old Rahm can go back to back on the green jackets this week. He is the fourth rated favorite this week. But myself, my pick. I'm going to go with Brooks. Brooks just happens to always show up here. He had a couple bad showings when he was injured. To my knowledge, he's not injured. He's healthy. He's playing well on LIV. And Brooks has a lot of respect for this course. And he's never won the Masters. He's been close. He's finished second twice. He's been top five 4 times. So I think this is Brooks's time to shine this week. We're going with Brooks Koepka for your Masters champion. Dub is also taking him, but we know Dub. He pronounces it Brooks Koepka. So I got Brooks Koepka. Dub has Brooks Koepka. Gray, where are you going?
And you heard this here, Bear. I got some expendable money in my DraftKings because I've been winning some shit. So I am going to put $100, and I already did it, on a +4,000 bet. Live golfer, see if he can pull it out. Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I like that this week. I really wanted to go DJ. Has been playing good golf. He's healthy, under the radar because he hasn't really. He's been like top five in LIV, but he's just there. And man, I tell you what, as long as DJ doesn't get coked up and fall down some stairs, he's got a really good shot to win this week, no doubt. Does Jeremy have a pick for this week?
Yes, Jeremy is going with he didn't he has no he didn't tell me who his picks are. We'll see. Did you
Okay.
guys see the AEW footage? Punk looked like a high school bully there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I have not seen it, so I guess we will I'll have to check that out. I'm sure it'll be all over the interweb.
Yep. Oh, it is. But yeah, so DJ, I'm just gonna put a I just put a $100 bet on him to win. So go DJ. It's your birthday.
What's that gonna pay you? 4,000.
Correct.
All right, let's go DJ. I have quite a bit like I normally do, as I put bets in, but I don't go to that dollar amount. So I got a few $1, $2, $3 bets in there. But I like to play like top eight, so gets me a little bit, or I'm sorry, top five gets me a little bit of leeway, and goes in there. So should be a really good Masters tournament. Hopefully Jeremy gets us his pick. We know Cody won't, and we know Parrot will get his in. We'll be able to get that by tomorrow and get those in.
How's Gary Woodland been playing?
Okay, he's made cuts the last couple of weeks, but he's been like making the cut and stays like 40th or 50th. Is that who you want to go with for Cody?
No, I was gonna put a $10 bet on him to finish top 10. It pays 170. Ooh, you know who I am gonna put a $10 bet on to finish top 10?
Who's that?
Phil Mickelson.
I like that. I haven't seen how Phil's been doing in live, so I'm not sure.
$10 pays 130.
Yeah, I think my favorite bet of plus odds is Will Zalatoris top 20. He's played at the Masters twice and he's finished second and sixth, and he's been not healthy the other two times he's played. So I bet Will Zalatoris, I think it's plus 130, top 20. I don't know if his odds are still there. I made that bet 2 days ago, but I love Zalatoris up there. Dude's got the game to play, 100% under the radar. He's healthy again. He's been looking good. If his putter gets hot, you gotta watch out for Willie Z. He can get it going here in Augusta, and he's put up numbers multiple times. So I think it should be a good tournament this week, I would think. And also another one too. I don't know if they do this. Maybe it's on DraftKings, maybe not. But low amateur, Christo Lamprecht. Dude is 6'8". He's an absolute monster. He actually led the Open Championship last year for the first round. So, but he was low amateur there. So another one to look at if anyone has other bets out there. Christo Lamprecht. Check him out.
I just put 25 on Zalatoris to finish top 10. That
Nice.
pays 107.
Nice. But yeah, I think I think we got some, sounds like we're gonna have some good bets out there. Really good bets out there.
Xander
Yeah. Man, I really like to see Xander win, but I don't know. He just Poor Xander just seems like he hasn't gotten it done, and just I don't know. I hope he does. I hope one of these times he does. It would be a good one to sprinkle a little bit of money on just to have there. I may put some money on him. Haven't decided yet, but I do have five DraftKings millionaire lineups in. Won them all through contests the last 3 weeks. So hopefully I can hit something good out of that. With $50 free pretty much, and get myself a good little payday there. So, but yeah, Augusta this week, it's going to be a good one. Cannot wait. And NASCAR, do you watch any of Martinsville or no?
I did.
Not a bad race. Pretty bad strategies by some guys though. Truex had terrible pit strategy. Hamlin pitting at the end of the race made zero sense. I don't know if what these guys did, but for all of us, we didn't have anybody finish in the top 10.
I did.
First time all year. Oh,
I
I'm
finished
sorry. Yeah,
10th.
we did have a 10. No single digits. That is correct. We had no single digits for the first time all year. We did have one top 10 from Chase Briscoe. We had a 12 or an 11 out of Denny Hamlin for Jeremy, a 12 out of Eric Jones for Dub, and 18 for Martin Truex for myself, Cody, and Parrott. So our updated standings, we have Jeremy at 6.9. Nice. We
Yeah.
have Gray at 10, myself at 11.3, Parrott at 12.8, Dub at 16.4, and Cody at 18.8. So we got Texas this week. No road course. Suit or the what is it? What's Texas? Mile and a quarter, or I mean, a mile three quarter, I think, something like that. Bigger track, fast track. Get back to some big track racing. I'm excited for it. We get it 2 weeks in a row with Texas and Talladega, so pretty excited for the next 2 weeks in NASCAR. But if Jeremy doesn't have a pick in, you sir are up. Where are you going this week? As he froze on me, I can just see him staring at me in his glassy eyes. We'll just talk until his internet reconnects or his computer has been replugged in. But NASCAR in Texas should be a good one. Dub took Chase Briscoe. Kind of a crapshoot this week, but got a lot of good strategy coming in. A lot of good strategy coming into Texas. He's getting out. He's coming back in. I'm riding this solo. He's back. Gray is back. Gray, go to the phone.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Oh, there he is. He's back.
No, not yet.
I just told everyone
Somehow.
Texas save time, but I also told them that Dub took Chase Briscoe in Texas. So I was going with you next, and
Interesting.
Jeremy didn't have a pick.
Jeremy does have a pick.
Who is Jeremy?
Bill Byron.
William Byron. He is just going all in on top guys, isn't he? I don't know what he's going to
He's going to
do.
use them all, and I love it.
I don't know what he's going to do come week 18, but I'm sure he'll luck his way into some shit. Where are you going at Texas
Yeah,
this
he's
week?
going to take.
Yeah,
You
he's
think
going
he'll
to.
go like get an SVG win?
Oh, for sure. For sure. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's
Jeremy?
doing. Oh, yeah.
No. So they're at Texas Motor Speedway, right? Sorry, I
Correct.
did no research. Been busy fucking busy week. Bear with me. Pulling it up now.
The Auto Trader Eco Park Automotive 400, Texas Motor Speedway.
Of course, who runs the best here? Bill Byron.
Sure does.
That's kind of surprising. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go Justin Haley.
That was going to be my pick if I already didn't take him. So yeah, we got Justin Haley for Gray. I am going with someone who surprisingly races well here. His last threes had 12, 10, and 8. So give me Daniel Suarez. He
I
just is
like it.
cons he's just consistent here in Texas, and that's what we need. I thought about going Chastain, but Suarez actually is a little more consistent. Chastain's been like 3, 20, and like 18 or something. So I'm going to go with consistency here, and hopefully can get me a top 10 for old Danny Suarez. If he's driving the 99 Tootsie's machine, I know I'm good this week. I know I'm good. That's what I'm hoping.
99 Tootsies.
The 99 Tootsie's. We'll obviously get Parrots tomorrow. So who reads Texas to Cody? Who would be Texas?
Austin Dillon. Oh, I already took him.
Already took him in Texas last time at the road course.
Oh.
And he's already taken Ty Dillon, so he's used the Dillon brothers.
I don't know who screams Texas.
The one who would scream Texas to Cody, because Cody would have no idea, I just feel it'd be Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yep, he wears cowboy hats. I
I feel
like
like
it.
Ricky would, Cody would think Ricky is Texas. So we're gonna go Ricky Stenhouse for Cody this week. And we'll get Parrott's pick in. But yeah, we get Texas Talladega back-to-back weeks. Let's enjoy that, NASCAR fans. Let's enjoy that.
I like it.
Quickly, UConn pretty much dominated Purdue. I mean, come on. Best team in college basketball all year. UConn is our national champion. The funny thing is, I think now they have 12 straight tournament games that they've covered, which is insane, by the way. That they've covered. So not only one covered, absolutely
Wow.
nuts. Just a crazy run they did the last 2 weeks. Or I'm sorry, the last 2 years, but I mean UConn, they just so damn good. So damn good. Edie did his best. I think he still dropped what 35 or something like that. But man, just that whole team was just too much for him. Way too much. So the winner. DG Picks. I don't know who that is. So DG Picks, if you're out there, reach out to us. We'll send you swag. We don't know who you are, so you got to reach out to us on Twitter at Over the Line Sports Pod, or our Facebook Over the Line Sports Pod, or Over the Line Podcast, excuse me. Yeah, reach out to us. Let us know. We'll try to send you something. DM us, whatever you need to do. But you're first man, so, or woman, I shouldn't say that. So you get it. So whichever you are. At Evan Kettman was second. Boyle, the bracket maker, was third. Old Bird Dog was fourth. He was close. 1,260 points.
God damn it.
So
Which bird dog
close.
would have won?
I know. He was fourth. I think he finished like 15th in our work pool. He had a good one there, too. And he finished second in a side work pool. for one of the Kentucky plants that we have. So that
All I
was.
know is I got fucking dude. I looked at the national championship game. I'm like, what's the halftime score? I looked down, fucking Spence,
He,
one of the randoms he
yep.
has, like fucking Spence.
Yep, and then your twin brother ended up winning the final.
Yeah, he's all right though.
Well, he was fine because he told me prior, he said, since you wrote my squares down, if I hit the final, he goes, I'll give you 150 bucks. Man of his word, gave me 150 bucks for hitting the final. So
How much did the final pay?
450.
Nice.
He was in, I think, 580 total and gave me 150. So he got 430, put in 100, so 330 profit. Pretty good 2 week investment right there. Not bad for Gray's twin brother. Finish out your top 10. We had Jay West 555 and Answer Key 3 were fifth. Jordan Lane 29 was seventh. At Evan Kettman, his other one was eighth. Dunker 34-10-8 was ninth, along with RVB 25, who had Purdue and would have won if Purdue would have won.
Huh.
And then
Well,
I was in there at 11.
sounds like a familiar one, that RVB. The
Yep.
where'd
Yep.
we finish?
Get out. Get out. Ooh. The podcast finished 19th. Mine was
Ugh.
11. I was 11th. I had UConn, but just not enough. Sister Jean's Rosary was 13th, but I figure we could run that one in. Let's see who was last. Who was dead last?
Parrot, probably.
Alana with a lot of A's, nine had 350 points. Yikes. But thank you to everybody who played. We do appreciate it. I mean, I think this is our best turnout. We had 33 brackets.
And it's our worst, probably one of our worst finishes,
Yeah.
because that's we don't know shit, do we? We shouldn't
No.
have a sports pod. Well, that's why we dropped sports pod from our name. We're
Yeah,
just
it's just
over the
my
line
bad.
podcast.
It's just my bad. They drop sports. But yeah. I that was cool. We got a lot in. Hopefully it keeps going. The funny thing is though, the percentage of in America that over the line pod finished at 69%, just where we want
Oh, yeah.
to be. But yeah, DG Picks, hit us up. Over the line podcast on Twitter, at over the line podcast on Twitter, or over the line podcast on Facebook. Hit us up. We'll get you some swag if you reach out. But yeah. College basketball, donezo, finito. Don't have to worry about it. I did like the
Done.
stat though that I sent you guys. Everyone talks about Duke being the powerhouse and that of all college basketball. Well, UConn's sixth national title is more than UConn's six national titles in the last 25 years, which is more than Duke has in their entire history. So I think it's time to start rethinking about who the blue bloods are in college basketball, because old Dookie ain't one of them anymore
No, they are not.
until they get Cody Flagg next year and he dominates. But we'll see. Where you go? You want to go to UFC next, or you want to
Yeah,
run
fuck it.
down?
Let's go to UFC.
Go to UFC next. UFC 300. In Vegas, no other place to do it. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. There's 300. I like to think back. I remember the first, I can't remember if you were there or not. I remember the first UFC I ever watched with a group of friends was 86. It was Forrest and Rampage at Frickers. Were you there for that? You were there for that.
Yes.
Didn't you show
Yep.
up for that? Yeah.
Yep.
That was the first one I ever watched. And it's crazy that we're now at 300. The fact that I've been watching since 86, all the way to 300. I mean, it's insane. I've seen all the big ones, right? 100, 200, 300. I will technically miss, but I still will see. But crazy, man. UFC is just a dominating force, signing with ESPN and all that good stuff. So good for them. Hope they can keep it going. I think you're starting on the left this week, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. I gotta get that up. In the meantime, while I try to get that up, let's get trivia from Jeremy so you can get those updated standings.
Updated standings. We have Gray at 43 and a half, Cody at eight, myself at 24 and a half, Dub at 6 and Parrott at 15. The Dub is off the schneid finally.
And Jeremy's coming in spicy with trivia. He's typing at the moment. How can you give me that one more time? How far am I ahead?
You are up 19 on on me. 19 points.
I'll take it.
Still got over
Who
half
are
the
the
game.
only two quarterbacks who haven't missed a regular season? Sorry, did you hear part of that?
Yeah, I heard the quarter, only two quarterbacks and then stop. What was it?
Okay. The only two quarterbacks who haven't missed a regular season start in the last two seasons. Two points for each.
Two quarterbacks who haven't missed a starting quarterbacks, I assume, haven't missed a regular
Yep.
season start the last two seasons. Whew. That's a toughie. It's only tough because I'm trying to run through them in my head.
All right, I think I'm good.
Trying to th I think I have one. I'm trying to th I'm just going through teams on the other. Right. I think I got my two.
All right, 3, 2, 1, Goff and Mahomes, Wilson and Purdy.
Well, wait. At least we got different answers.
Purdy, I know, was out in the playoffs. He got hurt last year. Well, I guess it would have been two seasons ago at this point. But I was trying to think, did he get hurt any other time? Goff and Josh Allen.
Ah, Josh Allen. Okay.
Didn't even think of Josh Allen.
Right. I'll take my 2 points. I didn't either. I would have figured he would have been hurt, but he's always pretty healthy. Get through. Yes. Guardians,
All
baby.
right.
There we go.
All right, UFC. Well, Jeremy sent a message. Hold on.
Was his only trivia question? Come on, Jeremy.
That's it. Oh, he sent a long thing. So night one of wrestle, I'll read this. I'll come back to this when we get to wrestling after UFC. I just got to tell him a nice thank you. All right. Here we go. Damn, first fight, early prelims. Wow. From Brazil, -310 favorite, bantamweight bout. From Brazil, Deveson Figueiredo.
Yeah, I mean everything is this is all names right here constantly. His opponent from the United States plus 250 dog Cody Garbrandt.
Number 14, lightweight from the United States, -180, Bobby Green.
And his opponent who has fought at UFC 100, UFC 200, and now UFC 300, the one, the only from the United States plus 150 dog. Jim motherfucking Miller. I'm hoping I heard that he may come out as that. He may have Bruce Buffer say that that's his nickname, motherfucker. Motherfucking. I want to see. I don't think it'll happen, but man, it'd be awesome. I hope he
Yeah,
does.
but are you actually going to see it?
No, I mean yes, I'm gonna watch it, but I'll watch it like, the next day. I won't
Behind.
watch it live.
All right.
Definitely this fight.
Yeah. Number four, women's strawweight bout, number four in the world from Brazil, Jessica Andrade.
And the number six ranked women's strawweight, also from Brazil, plus 114 dog, Marina Rodriguez.
Lightweight bout from the United States, -238 favorite from number 10, Jalen Turner.
And from Brazil, the plus 195 dog, the number 13th ranked lightweight, Renato Moicano.
And now into the prelims. Featherweight bout plus 120 Daug from Nigeria. Sodiq Yusuf.
And the minus 142 favorite from Brazil, Diego Lopez.
Women's bantamweight bout number 5 ranked, who used to be a dog in the bantamweight, from the United States, Holly Holm.
And from the United States, Kayla Harrison. I think she is, what'd she do? She was also kickboxing or bare knuckle, something like that. I don't, she's somebody from the outside UFC world, a big name. I just don't remember exactly what it is, but that should be a good fight.
These next couple are going to be bangers too. Plus 136 dog featherweight bout from the United States. Number 8 on the card. Number 1 in your hearts, Calvin Kattar.
And the minus 162 favorite, the number 2 ranked featherweight in the world from the United States, Aljamain Sterling Martin.
Light heavyweight bout. Plus 100 dog from Czechia. Yuri Kenny Thornton. Prochaska.
And the number 5 ranked light heavyweight from Serbia, minus 120 slight favorite, Alexander Rakic.
And now to the main card, middleweight bout, minus 2100 favorite from the United States. Bo, may I borrow a nickel?
And his opponent, a plus 1100 underdog from the United States, Cody Brundage.
Lightweight bout. Plus 185 Daug, number 1 ranked lightweight from Brazil, Chuck Oliveira.
And the minus 225 favorite, the number 4 ranked lightweight from Armenia, Arman Tavzakaran.
And in a lightweight bout, the number 2 ranked minus 170 favorite from the United States, Justin Gaethje.
And the number 2 ranked lightweight, both tied, plus 142 dog from the United States, Max Holloway.
And this is a is this is a co-main, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately.
Women's strawweight title bout, no line yet. From China, your champion,
China.
Weili Zhang.
And your number 1 ranked women's strawweight contender, also from China, Yan Zhaonan.
Yan Jianan. And your main event of the evening, light heavyweight title bout, minus 135 favorite from Brazil, your reigning, defending, undisputed light heavyweight champion, Alex Pereira.
And his opponent, the number 1 ranked light heavyweight title contender, plus 114 dog from the United States, Jamal Hill, who is dangerous as fuck.
It's going to be a fucking banging card.
Yes, it is. Great card from top to bottom. Ranked fights in everyone except the Bo Nickel fight, which if he wins, he'll be ranked after this, no doubt. But let me pick your main card. I'm gonna go Jamal Hill with the upset. I think he knocks out Pereira. We've seen that he is very possible to get knocked out. I can see it coming. I'm going with old Zhang Weili to hold her belt. The BMF title is the Justin Gaethje Max Holloway fight. Should be an absolute banger, but I like Max Holloway there. I love Charles de Bronx Oliveira, but I just think he's a little past his prime. So give me the Armenian and Bo Nickels. Dude should submit Cody Brundage in 3 minutes or less.
So I'm going Bo Nickel. I'm also going Armin, Justin Gaethje, Zhang, Wiley, and Alex Pereira. So a couple different.
Okay. Going to be a hell of a card. If you can, watch it. Do it. It's going to be a really good one. This is a absolute fire card. So.
All right. So let's talk about some other stuff going on. Before we get into wrestling, let's go on to baseball has started. Baseball is in full swing. Hockey is tightening up. The Penguins were getting hot. They just cooled off. They lost to Toronto.
Big game today when you're listening. Big playoff implication game. Red Wings, Penguins, 1 point apart. Huge game. Huge game for the wild card spot.
Huge.
Huge.
So baseball, we're talking about baseball. We're talking baseball. When we were in Indy last week, I had made people watch the Gang Beats Boggs and the water park episode.
Have AIDS. AIDS.
Hey, I got AIDS. So your hottest team to start in baseball, the New York Yankees, 10-2. But right now they're losing to the 1-11 Marlins,
Sounds
four to
about
one.
right.
So,
Sounds Yankee-esque.
yep. So they've been pretty hot, looking pretty good, and they finally moved Volpe to the leadoff spot, but I don't think he's done much tonight. So,
He hit a homer the other night.
yeah, he did. And then Guardians up front in the Central at 9-3.
Just won
Rangers
the game.
are 6-5 in the West. Braves are 7-3 in the National League East. Pirates are 9-3, and the Dodgers are 10-5. Yeah, they played 15 already.
Yeah. Well, they
Oh,
had
they had those
the
two.
two Korea
That's right.
games too. A lot of teams have had rainouts as well, Cleveland being one of them. So I think New York had a rainout as well just recently too. But yeah, good start to the year. I mean, I'm happy to see what Cleveland's doing, but unfortunately with Bieber going down with Tommy John, not good. Hopefully there's some Hopefully there's some pitching prospects to come out of Columbus because they're going to need it. But they had a terrible pitching performance today. Offense came back. They were down 5-0 in the second. Ended up coming back to win 7-6. So that's good. That's what they need to keep doing.
So, in the NHL, a couple of things going on before we get to the playoffs. So, the Coyotes, they want a new arena, and their owner, Alex Marullo, he won a bid in for land in June, last June, but the NHL is very skeptical. So, their backup plan is to sell the team to Ryan and Ashley Smith, who own the Utah Jazz, and move them, the Coyotes, to Salt Lake City.
I did see that. I think that's very interesting. I don't think it would be good for Arizona, but it would be good for Salt Lake City. I
Yeah,
mean,
because they want an expansion team out there.
exactly. You already got a basketball team. You put a hockey team, which, I mean, Salt Lake City would be a great place for hockey. I mean, it just screams hockey out there. So that would be really good. But I don't like the Utah Coyotes. So be
Nope.
interesting to see how they would do that and rebrand.
I agree. So right now, as you mentioned, by the way, the Penguins and Red Wings are tied with in points, both with 84.
Tied, okay.
Both with 84. So far, we got six teams in the East. Bruins, Panthers, Leafs, Lightning, Rangers, Hurricanes. And then next, you've got the Islanders at 87, the Caps at 85, the Penguins and Red Wings both at 84, and the Flyers at 83. The
They've
Flyers have
lost
lost
eight
eight in
in
a
a
row.
row. It's insane. They should already have that spot wrapped up. There shouldn't even be a discussion between Detroit and fucking Pittsburgh right now. Oh, God, it should be between the Islanders and the Caps. It's brutal.
Yeah, what's helped Pittsburgh is they've gotten 15 points in their last 10 games, while the
That helps.
Flyers have gotten five.
Yeah. I mean, just absolutely brutal. And the Flyers have only three games left, while the Wings, Caps, Islanders, and Penguins all have four. So that puts them in an even worse spot, aka old Torts is about to get fired again. Not good for them at all. So yeah, it's going to be a crazy run down the stretch. Detroit plays Pittsburgh tonight when you're listening. I think Pittsburgh has to play the Caps still. I mean, these schedules are nuts. The Red Wings still have to play Toronto and then Montreal twice. So yeah, there's going to be a lot going on.
Well, here's the thing. The Penguins play home to Detroit, home to Boston, home to Nashville, and then they're at the Islanders.
Okay, so they end
So
with that.
that game could have some implications too.
Yeah, I mean, every game's going to have implications coming down the stretch with how tight
Valid.
these teams are. I mean, the Islanders have won five in a row, which is putting them in the catbird seat. But again, just as quick as you can win five in a row, you could just be like Philly and lose their last four and not make the playoffs. So yeah, it's super tight, really good run down the stretch. Not really the same in not really the same in the West. It's pretty much all taken care of. Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg, Nashville are all in. Vancouver, Edmonton are in. The Kings and Knights both at 93 and 92, but pretty much are both going to be in because St. Louis has 87 points with 78 games, and Vegas has 92 points with 77 games. So if Vegas wins their next game, they will just need one more point to pretty much shut out St. Louis. So that'll be that. So yeah, the West is about there, but the East is going to be crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Going to so let's see, Jeremy had five. Jeremy cleaned house on day two. So night one, WrestleMania. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee wasn't his partner, was he?
No, it was I don't know who it was actually. I didn't see it, so I don't know. Who was it? Andrade.
Andrade, that's right. So they won, and then with interference from a couple of Philadelphia Eagles, or former Philadelphia Eagles.
Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson.
Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, Naomi, they beat Damage Control, no surprise there. Jey Uso beat Jimmy. Jimmy tried to play the, oh no, don't hurt me, and then, gets his shit kicked in. Rhea Ripley, she won, beat Becky, and looking as good as ever with her long hair. Gunther, he lost to Sami Zayn. We haven't seen him get pinned in quite a while. So Sami Zayn, that was big for him. That was a big deal. And congrats to Sami Zayn. And the tech. So the six pack challenge, we didn't realize that it
Yeah.
was that you could split the titles.
Did
So I was
not
like,
know
why are
that.
they both hanging up there? And then that's where I was like, oh, somebody's going to get half and the other guy will get the other half. That's not how that worked. It was with your partner. So still only two of us got anything right.
Yeah, so we had a show. We had a what, a 25% chance to get it, and only two of us still got it. So
Yeah. And, we had a few things happen. So A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, they are your SmackDown tag champs. And when they got that, I was like, wait, why are their belts missing? And then Cody said it for us. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And then Awesome Truth got the other one, which was great. And going into Monday Night Raw, we'll get into it. The Judgment Day's out there with their titles, and here comes Truth. I brought a tag title home to the Judgment Day. Because that's our truth. And so that was good stuff. And then your main event, it was just storytelling, man. The Rock still knows what he's doing. He's an actor, he's a professional. He did, it was great. And Seth's knee was fucked up, and then Cody and was getting beat up by Roman, and then at the end Rock tags in. Rock got speared by Roman. They didn't do anything with it yet, but he does the whole finger across the neck, does the Rock Bottom, or does the people's elbow, and wins the match. So we knew it was Bloodline rules, which a lot of us thought would happen. So no surprise there. And then in night two, we had the Pride beat the Final Testament. We all got that right. And then Bayley, all of us picked her over Io Sky. She wins the title. AJ Styles LA Knight was okay. You know, expect a little bit more. AJ looked good though and makes LA Knight look good, which is great. And LA Knight is victorious. Logan Paul and Kevin Owens and Randy Orton was a good match. That was fun. And he called basically what would happen, and Logan Paul won the title, and then he went up into a box and watched, you know, everything else, which was cool. I don't know if you saw that video. That was pretty cool
Yeah, I did. I
of
did.
him.
I thought, I mean, everything I think was
'Cause
cool
he's still
right
they're
there.
still a fan, you know, which is great.
Oh, absolutely.
Drew McIntyre beat Seth Rollins. Three of you guys got that right. I was not one of them. And Damian cashed in. So Dub was the only one that got Drew and Damian cashes. So
Yeah, it was a
good job.
good little story, right? He beats him, you know, he gets to present the title to his wife because he didn't get to do all this before with COVID, which I thought was great. And then he went over and taunted Punk, and he knew something was coming. Well, Punk ended up, you know, getting to him, ends up tripping him up, and beats him up a little bit. And who comes out? Damian Priest to get his title. No surprise. I mean, I think it was perfect story, right? We got Drew the moment that Drew should have had back in 2020 with COVID. Got to celebrate that with his wife. Also, what I thought was hilarious early in the match when he was beating up Seth, his wife gave him his phone and he tweeted out "bored at work, LOL," which I thought was hilarious, absolutely
I
hilarious.
did not know that. That is
Oh yeah,
fantastic.
absolutely hilarious. And yeah, I mean, good match, good story, but sets up for, you know, it sets up for him and Punk. So that's going to be the fun
When do we
part.
expect Punk? SummerSlam?
I think so. I think he'll be there. His arm should be, because I think when he hurt it, they said it was going to be a 12-weeker. So it was supposed to be after Mania. And then when he took his brace off, he took his brace off at the table, I thought, oh shit, he's going to come in and do it. So he's got to be close to healthy. He's got to be. So
Yep.
yeah, I definitely think that'll happen for SummerSlam, which will be sweet. But really good story there. Really good story that's going to be brewing.
And then we get to the main event. We knew something was brewing. Bloodline Rules was a fun match, great storytelling all the way around. And before we cover this match, let's talk about the Hall of Fame. So Paul Heyman opened the Hall of Fame and you know, talked about if you think ECW went down because of bankruptcy, you could suck my fucking dick. And just they were just like, oh my God, caught off guard, laughed. But what I thought was cool is, you know, he accepted it because he was Paul Levesque, Triple H's first pick for the Hall of Fame. And then he said, as long, you know, as long as I am alive for the rest of my life, I am a Paul Levesque guy.
Yeah,
You
that's
could
true.
see the respect that everybody has for Paul Levesque.
Yeah, I was getting sick and tired of looking at shit online and hearing people going, "Oh, yeah, we know it's Triple H's company. Yeah, we get it. Like, all right, cool. Like, we've seen it, but like, yes, that's how that is. Vince was out there up front every time. You know, Triple H don't want to be out there, but they're making him, and they have to." The whole everything that Vince has done, I don't think people realize is not good. They have to scrub his name from what's going on right now. So they have to let you know.
They're literally erasing him from history of WWE.
I wouldn't say erasing him, they're just moving on. They're moving on. It's just like anything else, right? They don't mention Benoit, they don't do this shit. And that's obviously what he did isn't even close to what Benoit did. I'm not comparing it. I'm just saying they're moving on. They're not gonna scrub and do this. They just need to say, look, Vince isn't running the show anymore. It's Triple H. And the casual who hasn't watched for the last year since last WrestleMania, Vince was there at last WrestleMania. They don't know, right? That's why they did it. But people are so dumb and small-minded that they can't grab, oh, it's just Triple H patting himself on the back. Like, no, you're just a dumbass. Him, he, they need to understand they're moving in a new direction. And they are, right? They're 100% moving in a new direction. The guys who deserve it are getting the titles. The stories are paying off. They're long stories. It's awesome. All of this is very, very good for the WWE. No doubt about it. And there's, I mean, from what I've seen so far, it's on a really good run. And it's brilliant. I mean, it's great booking. It's what they need to do. They're being smart.
Yep. And Hall of Fame was good. Rock got the People's Championship from Muhammad Ali's late wife. I'm like, this is some shit. But It is what it is. And
But he used it in the story, which I loved.
he did, which I do appreciate. So there was purpose behind it. And because at first when I'm seeing it, I'm like, the fuck is he doing, you egomaniac? And then he used it in the story. I'm like, got it. He's maybe I'm not giving him. I think I've been listening to Cody too much. Because what's he call him?
Cody says a lot of things about it, and I get it. Like, I understand.
Holly, no, what does he call him? Hogan? Oh.
What, for The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I remember.
I don't know what he calls him, but yeah, the main event, it was good. And then the first interference that comes out is Jimmy Uso. So Jay gets him, almost killed him because they almost missed that table.
Yeah, I thought that was definitely gonna miss. That was scary.
Almost missed the table, some scary shit. And then we're texting back and forth on like, what's gonna happen? We don't know. And we knew Solo was coming next. I mean, we knew that. And it was like, does Tony Khan let Dustin participate? Question mark. He did not.
I knew that wasn't coming.
But we did see John Cena.
Yep, I liked it. Cena comes out, and he said that he's got one more run left in him. So we'll see what he does. What it sounds like, he wants to step away from he wants to step away from acting and finish, do his run his career, get the last out of it, and then go back to acting. So I like it.
Yep, and he can still do both, if he wants to, within reason. And then, as he finishes up, here comes Dwayne coming down the
Yep,
aisle.
which you knew was coming. Once you saw Cena, you knew Rock was coming next, no doubt.
Yep,
And they
and
did
then
their stare down, tried to do the
you can't see me. Gets
tried to do the old WrestleMania 18. The look this way, look this way. Yeah. I was like, okay. I thought it was cool, but I was like,
It's
okay.
not the same, yeah. And then, he eats a rock bottom. And then we're sitting here like, Austin's coming. It's Austin, it's Austin, it's Austin. Then you hear gong. You're like, oh shit.
Yep, which was
Even
awesome.
better. I know Dub was probably sad, but we saw Austin fight KO, and that was good way to go out for Austin. And I'm good with that. So seeing Taker, it was unexpected, which I like the unexpected. And it was cool. Like you could see in Logan Paul's video, he was like, shit,
Yeah,
So
I like
just
it. I
epic
mean, yeah,
shit. And
because
then
yeah, it's just something that they don't expect, which I think is great.
Cody, gets it in there, crossroads three times, gets the pin, and it was awesome. And wins the title, much due, finishes the story. Out comes a lot of his friends from the back, Sami Zayn, Randy Orton. John Cena, CM Punk came out.
Funk was
I
out
know they're
there, yeah.
friends. And then he
Calls
called
out
out,
Triple H and Bruce
Bruce
Pritchard.
Pritchard. Said, the reason I'm back here, Bruce Pritchard gives him a hug. And then Triple H didn't want to come out. But like you said, he doesn't want the attention. And he came out, gave him a hug. They did that whole thing and he finished the story. And then my favorite earlier in the night was Stephanie made an appearance first
Yeah,
time in a year.
started it.
And then she did, I'm going to borrow something. I saw the video with Triple H watching her do it. And he just smirks, are you ready?
Yeah. I
No.
did. I like
Yeah.
that. I thought it was good.
Yeah. And, they're having fun, man. And that's what's cool is like it's being fun. And now Nick Khan is talking about trying to reach out that olive branch to other promotions, maybe. I don't know if I see. I think that everybody's, oh, Tony Khan wants to, he's one making moves with people and doing all this shit and doing all that shit. And I'm like, I think the WWE is going to reach out to AEW to do a crossover before AEW will, because Tony Khan just is a fucking fanboy and
Oh, for
his
sure.
ego's too big. Like, he's just, oh, we don't need WWE. But Daddy Warbucks is going to tell him,
Well,
like,
they
hey,
have
fuck
to. I
stick.
mean, from what they saw, from what's out there, I mean, WrestleMania just did, 140,000 in 2 days. So, I mean, how cool would it be if they have a little crossover? They can almost relive like the WWE WCW acquisition, right? And do it right. But will it happen? I don't know. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows?
Yep. We're going to see. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Cody Rhodes, what do you think Dwayne gave him? I heard the rumors that, Cody got Rolexes for Roman and Seth and or who got the Rolexes? Was it Cody got the Rolexes for the guys?
I did not hear any of that, so I'm not sure actually.
So somebody got Rolexes for everybody. Not sure which one of them did it. So Cody Rhodes, Rolex. I do know that Bruce Pritchard and Triple H got Cody a watch that his dad traded in, which is pretty
Really?
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
I.
he gave Cody Rhodes a watch, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was a moment that I think we all knew was going to happen, but I still think there was a little bit of doubt in everyone's mind of, well, is he? But I mean, that's what makes a good story. I'm just happy Cody Rhodes finished that story as he should have. It was a hell of a run. He had a hell of a year, and he deserves it. And he's going to be off and running. And now he's going to start a story with The Rock, right? So that's the next thing. I know we haven't gotten to Raw yet, but that's what they started off on Raw. Rock comes out. Yep. We're going to start this story. I got to go away. Got to go make some movies, but I'll be back. And he pretty much said next WrestleMania, it'll be him and it's going to be Rock and Cody. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they run that story. But I mean, I don't think that was going to be the plan. I think the way everything made itself out to be, it wrote itself. You'd be dumb not to be able to see that story. I mean, people wanted to see Cody and Rock. So what better than to make more money next year by doing it? And I would not be shocked if that's what happens.
Right. And I know, yeah, he got custom Rolexes that had the WrestleMania 40 on there, and Roman wore his, hugging Paul Heyman, Cody wore his. So there's all talk about Raw that storyline, Rock's, obviously going to keep that because he's a good human, but there's talk that he gave him the watch. So obviously it'd be probably a different watch, a fake one that's made, because I guarantee you Dwayne keeps the actual watch. That he was gifted, but he's probably doing that. He's like, here, you know what this is? I've got something for you. It's not flowers, it's not this, but here's something. Pulls out
Yeah.
his pocket, hands it to Cody,
But it's
and
good for the story because you
a
don't know
hundred
what it is,
percent.
right? Is it, but that's where do you play in? Is it your dad's watch? What, you know what, right? What is it?
Or is it? Well, he's got his dad's watch from Triple H and Bruce.
What I'm saying is, how do you know that they didn't give it to the right? You know what I mean? It's all the story, right? What'd he give
Well,
him? How do you know he didn't take it from him and read, something like that? You never
yeah,
know.
it might be the watch that he gave him and be like, I don't want this piece of shit. We'll see how it plays out. The watch that, because Cody got the watches for him, Seth, Roman, and Dwayne. So, should be interesting. And then on Raw, not a lot happened, but Ilya Dragunov, your NXT champ, made an appearance, beat
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura. It was cool to see him. I'm like, oh shit, Ilya, I love him, dude. He's fun. He's fun to watch. So, WrestleMania, it was good. It was a really good WrestleMania. I was happy with it. And Hunter did great for his first one. So, looking forward to the future.
Yeah, they
The
need to make sure they're setting up the future and the pay-per-views well, so.
so here's where it gets fun. So Pat Mac. I screenshotted this. This was on the WrestleMania pre-show or, earlier in the day. Pat McAfee says, a lot of mommy chants. I have some good news. Mommy's on her way. I was told that lotion sales in Philadelphia have gone through the roof with mommy coming to the city.
That's good.
And Cole's just like this.
So good.
So 7 years later, this was good. Raw after Mania, they were booing Roman. 7 years later, They were chanting, "Thank you, Roman." So, Roman Reigns, you have officially been acknowledged.
Yep, sure was.
They respect it. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin is the first player in NHL history to score 30 goals in 18 seasons.
What is he behind Gretzky now? Like
It's
18
not far.
goals? Yeah.
You gave the Duke stat earlier. I screenshotted this. The official hot dog brand for each MLB team. So the Yankees are Nathan's Hot Dogs, along with four other teams, the Marlins, Mets, Rays, and Cardinals. Do you know what the Guardians is?
Yeah, Sugar Dale.
There you go. Them and Pittsburgh.
Always go to their dollar Sugar Dale dog nights.
So a lot of different ones. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 different hot dogs.
A lot of wieners.
That's a lot of wieners. Paul Heyman. So Chris Van DeLay asks Paul Heyman which innings we are in. Paul states how Byron Saxton said questions to Roman, not me. Chris asks it to Roman. Roman tells him to ask the question by saying my tribal chief at first. Chris continues the question with just Roman, and Roman simply says, next question. Chris is pissed. As you should be, you son of a bitch.
That's good.
Let's see. I sent you guys a thing. Women's Championship was produced by on night one, TJ Wilson, Tyson Kidd. Six team tag ladder match, Jamie Noble and Kenny Dykstra were producers. Rey and Andrade, that was Abyss and Shane Helms. Uso and Uso, Jason Jordan. Six woman tag, PD Williams. The Intercontinental Championship, Sean Daivari. And then the main event, Michael Hayes and Bobby Roode. So that tells you right there. So Bobby Roode's done with ring action, but knows his shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Very smart guy, you know, and he's been plagued by other things. But yeah, you can see he's one of the top producers now. He's with Michael Hayes. I screenshot this. I can't remember if I'd said it last week. Trade revisited. So now the Cleveland Browns, who received Deshaun Watson and a 2024 sixth round pick. And going the other way because they got to Houston. So Houston got first round pick, which they used on Kenyon Green. They got Dameon Pierce for the fourth round pick, Will Anderson Jr. with a first round last year, Tank Dell with the third round, was a receiver, and then they just got Stephon Diggs is what they got rid of that first round pick for.
Yep.
Think Houston won that trade.
Yes, by a lot.
I fucking love it. Fuck the Browns.
Yeah,
So
not
yeah,
smart.
that was that, because the next screenshots are different things. The women's basketball national championship, again, record crowd again. Caitlin Clark outscored them in the almost outscored them in the first quarter. South Carolina, but South Carolina was just too much, too big, and ended up winning by 12, finished undefeated. But coach did mention how much Caitlin Clark meant to women's basketball. I mean,
Yeah, I
everybody
mean,
wanted to see her.
they did 18.9 million. I mean, that's insane. That's better than the NBA Finals, better than the NHL, better than the World Series. I mean, the only thing that's not beating is the NFL. I mean, 18.9 million is an insane number. So good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, and even when they had 12.3 when they beat LSU, that was more than any women's college basketball game ever. And then they beat it by 50% in the title game. But that was more than the 2023 World Series, Orange Bowl, Big Ten Championship, Cotton Bowl, Pac-12 Championship, Big 12 Championship, ACC Championship, NBA Finals.
Yeah, nuts.
And Peach Bowl, Thursday Night Football, and every 2023 college football regular season game except.
Say Michigan.
Correct. Yeah, just crazy. And Heyman talking about be the first person named to the Hall of Fame by Triple H to be the first headliner of the class that he has chosen is one of the greatest honors of both his career and his life. So he has a lot of admiration for Triple H.
It's a good match. Paul's a good person to have. You can pay that man a lot of money.
Yep. So, that's all I got, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm ended. And it was a fun episode. If you're a fan of Seinfeld, kind of similar finale, but they get it right. And then, Jerry shows up and says, after they play it all out, because you remember the Seinfeld finale? You go to jail. So Larry gets convicted, goes to jail, and then Jerry shows up. He's like, "You're done. You're scot-free." And he got him out because a guy was said he was they were supposed to be quarantined and not out talking to anybody, but he saw him in a restaurant. So Larry gets out and they come out and they're like, "Ah, oh, this is how we should have done the finale." So
So
you walk
good.
away. Yeah, it was good. It was good to see that end in a classy way. And damn, dude, 24 years, 12 seasons, 24 fucking years.
Larry David is a genius, man. Dude's a comedy genius.
And he's fun. You gotta like that type of humor, which I do.
Oh yeah.
And
Yeah,
he's just,
if you don't have a dry sense of humor, it's not for you.
yeah, because he's just, he plays a very extravagant version of himself as just an asshole. And he's so good at it. So
Like,
good. And the finale, they play back in, because they're in court, they're playing back all these times. Like they're bringing up all these witnesses that he fucked over from previous seasons. Just great stuff. Great stuff. So, congrats to Larry David on finishing the story on Sunday.
no shit. No shit.
24 years later, he finished the story.
There's the story, pal.
So he started that show when he was 52. He's looked the same since. You could see he's obviously looking older. You're like, "Oh, I guess he does look older." I'm like, "I think Larry's always looked the same to me. He does look older."
He's looked the same since he was probably 40.
Yeah, he's 76 now.
He's like
And
Arn
he could
Anderson.
run for president and he'd still be younger than the two guys running.
No shit. I would like that. Get some
Yep.
comedy in there at least.
So, that's it for me. Barry, got anything else?
No, I like I said, busy week, super busy week. Appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully, well, no, not hopefully. We definitely will have two episodes again next week. Just super busy for us. I mean, it's not getting any slower, but we'll make it work.
And
We'll
it's
figure out what
coming
we're
on
gonna
probably
do.
Monday or Tuesday again.
We know it's how it's gonna be with Gray's crazy summer schedule, spring summer schedule coming up. I travel, we travel, we all travel. So
And I would love if I could just do it from a car, but there's also when I'm at a house next week, there are 15 people at the house, so it's not a good time to try to record a podcast. So
You gotta lock yourself in a room if you're gonna do that. It'd be tough to do. So,
probably Monday or Tuesday, could be a Sunday, we don't know. We'll chat the rest of this week, figure out when's going to work for us, and we'll get another one out to you. Hopefully two. That's the plan, is two next week.
gonna be, it'll be a tough one for me this week. So I may be absent for a week, but yeah,
Well,
make it work.
let's do this then. We're going to do something we've only done one other time. We're taking a fucking break.
Boom.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. We're gonna make it easy. So,
We'll have our picks and we'll have everything still, but yeah, it's probably a good idea. We need a break. We need a post wedding break,
yeah,
gray travel break.
great travel, bear wedding.
Take a break for a week. Listen to one of our old episodes. If you do listen to one of our old episodes, we won't be on next week. We'll be on in 2 weeks, which will be the 25th.
Bird Dog, I'm sorry. I know you like the show. It's only Bear and I, but and you're our probably one of our three listeners. I think we have more than that, but we appreciate you, Bird Dog, and I wish you would have won the damn thing. But hey, you know what? We're gonna throw you some swag anyway. We'll get some stuff. Tell Bear what you want. We'll figure it out. I don't know what the hell I have. You'll get it eventually. I gotta unpack and find all my shit, so it's all in totes somewhere, either in my attic or in the garage. And Bird Dog will get you something, man, because
We'll
you
see.
listen to the
I'm
show now.
hoping he made it through all this. We'll see. He called me yesterday and was saying about he's like, because he's not a wrestling fan, never has been. He's like, I just don't know. And as he's listening to the podcast from last week, we're talking about it. He's thinking, like, I wonder if they know, I wonder if they know about the wrestling or like, whatever about wrestling. And that's when you brought it up. Does he like it? And I said, nah, no, he doesn't. He probably won't listen. So then he ended up listening because. And
He
he didn't
said
like
he won't.
it, which was fine. He didn't like it, which is great, but at least he listened. So he listened to it. So we'll see if he listens past all our wrestling bullshit we talked about this week. And I'll know. I'll get a text tomorrow or Friday and of hey, I want this for swag. So this will be the test. I'm not going to say anything to him. We'll see if he listens. and gets me what he wants. We'll get him some cool shit. But he did send me a picture of the koozie that I gave him. He's down in Tennessee for work, so
Yeah.
he was at the hotel with our koozie, the red and black, or the red and black and the white and black. So yeah, he's repping strong. Thanks, Bird Dog. Keep listening.
Yeah,
We'll
Bird
keep
Dog,
running.
you're the man.
But I did tell him to go back and listen to like some of the older episodes, or even some of like the Jeopardy ones, because those are, I told him, I said, those are good ones too.
Yeah, Jeopardy, definitely. Bird Dog, listen to Jeopardy. Look at our game show ones. We've done Wheel of Fortune. We've done Jeopardy. I'll hint, hint. I'll give you a clue
Password.
that the 3 or 4 years now running reigning champs. So go backward and find out where it started. Yeah, we've done that. We've done Password. We've done the classic ones of
I think we've done Price
Family
is Right.
Feud.
We've
Price
done
is
Family
Right.
Feud. Yeah, we've
Done
done a
them all. Those
lot.
are fun. We're coming up on
I was about
one
to
of
say, we're
those in, I
probably,
think, 4 weeks.
I think we're due for one. Yeah.
Yeah, in about 4 weeks, because we're at 567 now, so we'll get 68 and 69.
Nice.
Nah, in 2 weeks.
You'll probably have to get Shiv, because we know Cody ain't going to show up. So apparently I'll need a partner.
Yeah, Shiv would be a good one for him. And then we'll do what we can, and we're just gonna try to put it out there. The episode 600 this year, unbelievable. Will probably be in August. It's
Yeah.
getting delayed because we're very, very busy. And
Maybe a SummerSlam episode 600.
oh shit. Oh, by the way, I gotta say something off air. So well,
Sorry, everybody. Cliffhanger for you that you're not
you
going
may
to
hear as we get closer to SummerSlam. So but thank you to everybody, all our sponsors, All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DannyTransformation.com, Sparty Steve, Paper Denmark, Gray Key Merch, and Bear. No Parrot, no Cody, no Dub, but it was nice to see Dub last week. We'll see him again in 4 years.
Nah,
And as always,
summer's coming up. Summer's coming up. Last week was spring break. Summer's coming up. I bet Dub will. He enjoyed himself. He'll be on, I think, come the summer.
he may, but he's got coaching.
We'll get him for about a month, I bet. I mean, yeah, but 2-a-days are normally done at like 8 o'clock. So I think we can get it. We might be able to get him for a month. Maybe we get him for June, July, and August. We'll lose him again. So I bet we can get some out of him though.
Let's do it. So again, thanks everybody. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Signing off as my last episode as a non-married man. Be an honest man next time. See everybody on the other side.
Run.